Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Live from Minneapolis, home of Super Bowl 52, is Browns tight end Seth DeValve. Seth, how you doing, man? You having fun there?
I'm good. Yeah, I'm good. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we hear you great. What's going on? You having fun in Minneapolis?
Yeah, it's fun. It's quite an experience here. I've never been to the Mall of America before, but it's enormous. It's packed with people.
Yeah.
And Radio Row is very tight. It's kind of the desks are kind of pushed up against each other, so there's a lot of people crammed in one area, so it can be overwhelming at times, but it's been fun.
Yeah, and what's it like there? I mean, are you like hanging out with other players from other teams? Are you going to parties? What are you doing? You getting crazy?
Yeah, we're getting a little crazy. No, nothing crazy, but we got stuff during the day. Seeing a lot of teammates, some former teammates, some guys that I'm here with my agency with that play around the league. We've got various commitments throughout the day, and then there's always a couple of parties at night that various organizations are throwing. So you make the rounds if you can, or if you want to go to bed early, you go back to your hotel and call it a night.
Seth, obviously you got Joe Thomas there in Minneapolis as well. He's been doing the podcast. He's been making the media rounds. Do you need a PR representative with you every time you talk to Joe to make sure your words aren't taken out of context?
No, I don't think so. Joe and Hawk are doing an outstanding job, though. Yeah. They've got a great booth over there. They've had a lot of good involvement, and they sound pretty polished.
Yeah, they do sound pretty good. Now, Joe followed me this morning on Twitter. This is not a humble brag or a pressure for you to follow me. Although, if you want to, go ahead at Nick Wilson 923. My question is, has he already muted me?
You know what? I'd say it's 50-50.
I feel like that's the most optimistic I could be, Seth. Thank you for that.
Yeah. We're good. You're welcome.
Yeah. And do you expect Joe to come back, Seth? What do you think?
Gosh, that could be 50-50 too. But yeah. I expect him to come back.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know, if I were in his shoes, you know, I'd leave on my own terms when that was. If he still wants to play, which I think he does, he'll come back. But I think nobody could blame him if he wants to call it quits. He's done more than anybody could have ever imagined. You can't ask any more from Joe Thomas. He's given Cleveland everything, and he's given each of his teammates everything, and he's the best to ever do it at that position.
We're talking with Browns tight end Seth DeValve, who, of course, went to college at Princeton. How many Princeton players are in the NFL, Seth? It can't be many.
Currently?
Yeah. Are you the only one?
No, I think so. There's two currently.
Yeah.
Two currently. Actually, believe it or not, the other one was in my wedding.
That's funny. Well, I guess that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, Caron Reed. He's with Indianapolis now.
Okay. So I'm sure you know that Princeton played the first ever college football game.
I did know that.
Okay. Do you know the score of that game and who they played against?
Oh, my goodness. You put me on the spot. I really should know. It was Rutgers, wasn't it?
You're right. It was Rutgers. Rutgers,
and
go ahead.
I'm just going to go ahead and say Princeton won, but I actually don't know.
No, Rutgers won the game 6-4. I don't know the scoring must have been different. I'm guessing it wasn't like two safeties or something, but 6-4 Rutgers pulled out the win, 1869, November 6th. Long time ago.
Yeah, you know, I've read a little bit about that game. It's funny, I didn't know the outcome, but I do know the sport then didn't resemble hardly at all what we call football today. So it was kind of more like a rugby soccer hybrid.
Yep.
And that's probably how the score ends up being 6-4.
True.
It probably scored more like soccer.
Yep. Yeah. Probably right.
Seth, going into 2018, you guys are obviously coming across another difficult season here. For you, being going into your third year here, how do you kind of move forward after what was somehow an even more negative 2017?
Yeah, you pick up the pieces and you turn the page. You got to get away from it for a little while and kind of hit the reset button. But then you got to do what your job is and do it better than you did last year. And that's what this time in the off season is for, is to evaluate yourself as a player, to be honest with the areas you need to improve, and then to find the right people to help you improve in those areas. And the guys who handle the off season exceptionally well are the guys that continue to improve each year and stay in the league a long time and help their teams win. You know, if we have enough guys individually getting better right now, our team will be better next year.
Is it hard to stay positive, stay upbeat late in the season as the team's having such a miserable year?
You know, it is hard. There's no doubt about it. It's confusing, actually. You know, it's some people talk about the emotions that go along with it. I was more confused than anything else. Like, there's no reason why this team can't win. And even in the games, some of them, you know, like, why aren't these games being won? It's almost right. Like you don't even know what to think.
Yeah.
You know, as a football player, you are very busy during the season, and you're in the process of preparing each week. And by the time the game's over, you're starting to prepare for the next game. And you just try and do it better each week, especially when you're not ending up on the win column. You're trying to figure out, okay, what did I do last week that I can do better this week to get a different result on Sunday? And you don't think too much about it other than that. You know, you're just trying, you're doing everything you can. And hopefully, you know, the guy next to you is doing the same thing. And I know you can't put in as much work as we have and not eventually see the results of it. So I think we've just been digging a slightly deeper well than most people, but eventually we'll get something out of it.
Seth, the big news in January was the lack of news surrounding the Cleveland Browns, at least in terms of a head coaching turnover. Hugh Jackson's going to be the first head coach in Cleveland to get a third year since Romeo Crennel, when I was still in college and doing beer bong push-ups and stuff like that. I'm old, by the way, yeah. Not like you. But so when you look at that kind of impact, as a guy who has been here alongside Hugh the first 2 years, how big do you think that is for this team?
I think it's important. I think it's important for him to retain the job. I think it was the right decision. I don't think a lot of people know everything that's been on his plate and the various challenges that he was hired to handle. I think he's done a tremendous job, you know, all things considered. And the guys respect him. And I think he will be a tremendous head coach in the position he is now, you know, not necessarily overseeing any side of the ball, but having his hand in all sides of the ball. I think having Todd Haley here will free him up to really spend more time with the defense, more time with the special teams, and still obviously have a big part of, say, in the offense. And I think our team will benefit from that. And he's the right guy to have steering the ship. The guys respect him. And, you know, I like the decisions that have been made so far.
Well, you talk about, obviously, there's been changes made to the front office, which is big and will affect the draft. But you talked about Todd Haley right there. Not only, you know, is he an experienced OC, but he comes from your rival in Pittsburgh. So you know, they lose and you guys gain. Have you spoken to him? Has he talked to you at all about, you know, what the plan is? Or is it too early for that?
Yeah, you know, I introduced myself to him actually yesterday afternoon before I flew out here.
Cool.
I think this week was his first week in the building. And so they're having preliminary discussions upstairs. They're just starting to meet as an offense and kind of get to know each other. There's been a couple of new hires. It was brief, though. I haven't actually sat down and spoken with him, but I was able to meet him and meet some of the other new offensive staff members.
Seth, so much has been made about the colloquialism football guy. So I want to know, is it possible to be an Ivy League guy and a football guy?
I don't see why not.
Just making sure. Yeah.
That's right. He was just defending Sashi Brown there, you know, in terms of, you know, Sashi being let go.
Sashi lives.
Well, John Dorsey's taking over now, so it's different game plan here, Seth. And when you look at, you know, Browns obviously have the first pick in the draft, the fourth pick in the draft. Do you pay attention? Do you follow all the rumors? Are you going to be watching the draft, or is that something like, hey, it's out of my, you know, purview, and I'll just see the players when they get there?
Gosh, I mean, I'm sure I'll watch the draft, but I don't know if it's worth my time following it up there because, you know, something can happen minutes before the first pick is taken. So,
right.
I'm happy that's not my job, that those guys can upstairs can sort that out and figure out what's best for our football team. I'll certainly be curious to see who we bring in, whether it's veterans or rookies or probably obviously both. I'll be following it.
So for you, Seth, you've got from year one to year two, we saw a nice little bump there in terms of your on-field production, what you're able to do. What are you really looking forward to in terms of trying to grow your game going into your third season?
Yeah, personally, I it's time for me to start dominating at my position is what I personally think. And you know, I've benefited from a lot of on-field experience this year. In the midst of not getting a win, you know, I was able to at least gain a lot of experience. And, I kind of think back on the year, and, you know, there were some good things done, but the thing that sticks with me is the plays that I almost made that I left on the field, and those are the plays that stick with me the most are the ones that I didn't make that I think I should have made. I think going into next year, you know, even in practice, but obviously most importantly in the game, it's time to just make those plays all the time that I know that I can make and, you know, start dominating at that position. I mean, that's everybody's goal. And I think there's no reason why I can't do it. And, you know, I'm working on the necessary things that I know I need to get better at right now, and hopefully it'll show next year.
We're talking with Seth DeVal, Browns tight end. Seth, so you grew up Manchester, Connecticut, right? Is that where you grew up?
That's correct.
Okay, so Manchester, kind of halfway between New York and Boston, right? A little closer to Boston? Am I right about that?
That's correct,
okay,
yes.
So did you grow up a Boston sports fan or New York sports fan?
Boston.
Okay.
Absolutely Boston.
So you grew up rooting for the Patriots then. Are you rooting for the Patriots now because you were a fan as a kid, or now that you're a player, do you not do that?
It's interesting. Typically, I don't do that, but I hope the Patriots win.
You're basically young enough to be Brady's kid almost.
It's crazy. I mean, listen, correct me if I'm wrong, I believe his first Super Bowl win was against the Rams.
Yeah.
Yes. Correct?
Yes.
Back in 2000. Was it 2000?
It was 2000. No. 01, I thought. 01, I believe. Yeah.
01.
We'll double check
01.
That, but I think it's 01. Yeah.
I was allowed that day to stay up past my bedtime to watch the end of the game. I was in my parents' room on a 12-inch television, Rabbit Ears television screen. And I remember watching Adam Vinatieri send the kick through the uprights that game. That's how long Brady's been playing.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
That was
like, I was supposed to be. I had a bedtime when he was there.
It was the 2001 season, the 2002 Super Bowl, February. Yeah, it was. Tomorrow will be the 16th anniversary. So you were what, 9?
Yeah, I would have been in third or fourth grade, I think.
It's really amazing. What was your favorite team? Was it Red Sox first? Was it Patriots first? What was your favorite team growing up?
It was really the Patriots, to be honest, because we weren't a big baseball family. We ran track in the spring instead of playing baseball most of our lives. So I never really got into baseball that much. But yeah, for whatever reason, we were a football family, and my dad ran track, so we were kind of a track and football family. And I'm the youngest of three brothers, and they always rooted for the Patriots, so that's kind of just fell in line, to be honest with you.
Well, Seth, enjoy your time in Minneapolis. We'll look forward to seeing you back in Cleveland the off season, and hopefully this is the year it starts turning around. Thanks for joining us.
Absolutely, yeah. Thanks, guys.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!